light and peace in Jesus Christ our love. Thanks be to God. O radiant light, O sun divine, of God the Abba's deathless face, O image of the light sublime, that fills the heavenly dwelling place. O Word of God, the source of life, praises your due by night and day. Our happy lips must raise the strain of your esteemed and splendid name. O Jesus Christ, as daylight fades, as shine the lights of eventide, we praise thee, Abba, with the word, the Spirit blessed and with them one. Amen. Let us give thanks to the God of light, always and for everything. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praised be Adonai Elohim, ruler of the universe, who led our ancestors in the faith by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night, and prepared a lamp for thee anointed. Light up our darkness, O God, by the light of your Christ. May his word be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. For you are full of loving kindness for your whole creation, and we, your creatures, glorify you, Abba, Word, and Holy Spirit, now and always and forever and ever. Amen. Lord Jesus, give us the bread of life, and we shall never be hungry or thirst again. O praise Adonai Jerusalem, Zion, praise the Holy One. God's love gives strength to the little ones and courage to face their fears. Peace to be their sure refuge, golden wheat to share at the feast. God's word cuts through the resistance that fosters greed and conceit, sends snow heavy as wool, and scatters hoarfrost like ashes, hurls down hail like crumbs, freezes the waters with winter. God's word melts them with spring. God's breath makes the waters flow. The word is written on our hearts to guide us with wisdom and justice, that together we may share with all people God's way of justice and truth. Glory to the Abba and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Lord Jesus, give us the bread of life, and we shall never be hungry or thirst again. A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor present things nor future things, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
You gave your people bread from heaven, rich in delight and suited to every taste. You gave your people bread from heaven, rich in delight and suited to every taste. It was not Moses who gave you bread from heaven. It is my Abba who gives you the true bread from heaven, rich in delight and suited to every taste. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the holy breath of love. You gave your people bread from heaven, rich in delight and suited to every taste. Have the people sit down, said Jesus. And when he gave thanks and praise, everyone had enough to eat. Alleluia. Salvation and glory and power belong to our God. Alleluia. Whose judgments are true and just. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Praise our God, all you who serve Adonai. Alleluia, those living with reverence and awe, small and great. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Adonai Elohim, the Almighty reigns. Alleluia. Let us rejoice and exult, giving God the glory. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The marriage of the Lamb has come. Alleluia. And his bride has made herself ready. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. She has been given for her clothing. Alleluia. Fine linen, glistening and pure. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the breath of love. As always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Have the
the people sit down, said Jesus. And when he gave thanks and praise, everyone had enough to eat. Alleluia.
That we who have partaken of the bread of life may in our turn become bread for the world, let us pray. Hear us, O God. That those of us who recognize the lack of food and clean water for others will not send the poor to fend for themselves, but share what we have, let us pray. Hear us, O God. That our irrational hoarding for ourselves and our own may give way to the just distribution of earth's bounty for the flourishing of all people and everything that lives on this planet, let us pray. Hear us, O God. That our willingness to share all that we have may transform us from being a society of individualist consumers to a community of life, justice, and peace. Let us pray. Hear us, O God. That the sacredness of all life and the rights of all human and all earthly beings may be upheld in the hearts and in the laws of all peoples and nations. Let us pray. Hear us, O God.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
O Holy One, Source, guide, and goal of all that is, you have called and gifted each of us to continue the mission and ministry of Jesus by using our gifts and sharing our resources. When we are weary and the burden seems unbearable, refresh us with the miracle of the bread of life, through which you share divine life with us, and so build your reign on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. May the Spirit of God kindle in our hearts the love that fulfills the whole law. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Salve Regina, Mater Misericordiae, Vita Dulcedo, et Spes Nostra Salve. A te clamamus, exules Filii Eve, a te suspiramus, gementes et flentes in hac lacrimarum valle. Ea ergo advocata nostra, illos tuos misericordes oculos ad nos converte. Et Iesum benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis post hoc exilium ostende. O clemens, O pia, O dulcis. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech you, O Lord, your grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ your Son was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of his resurrection. We ask this through the same Christ our Lord. Amen.